Shalom Aleichem and Biyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuvav, Sanhedrin 106a, pagination is 211. Let's start about a quarter of the way down. The first words on the line, Shalosha Hayu Ba'osa Eitza. And this is connected to our Mishnah, which told us that Bilam is a significant person in a negative sense, that he does not have a share in the world to come, despite the typical atonements that normally come after life. Bilam is out. So the Gemara tells us there are three people who were involved in that plot against the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, Parshas Shemos. Eluhain, these are they, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. So we meet all of these people again later in Tanakh. Bilam sheyo'atz. Bilam is the one who gave the suggestion that they should enslave the Jewish people. Neherag. So his end was that he was killed. That in his attempt for glory, etc., he ended up being killed in that battle. Eov, Sheshosak, Eov was quiet. He didn't comment on the suggestion of enslaving the people. Nidon b'Yisurim, he was judged that he should get afflictions. So the Mefarshim explain that this thing to enslave the Jewish people was a very serious enslavement. We don't necessarily think about it, but they killed countless children, they afflicted, they did what in their time was called the final solution. They claimed that they were fearful of the Jewish people who were succeeding, and that they needed to put a solution in place. Eov remained silent, despite the terrible affliction that was being imposed. And his excuse undoubtedly was, I couldn't do anything about it. Our Gemara says that he's punished, he's judged to receive afflictions, because what develops is that in his nisayon, his challenge, his lesson, is that a person sees that when a person is afflicted, even if they can do nothing about it, they scream. They acknowledge the pain. And that was really expected of him, even though he might not have been able to change anything in a tangible way. V'Yisro sheborach, and Yisro ran away. He didn't want to be party to it. Apparently he saw that he wouldn't be able to influence change, so he ran away, and sometimes, indeed, that's all a person can do. He can at least say, I don't want to participate. Zachu b'nei banav leisha b'lishkas hagazis, so his grandchildren, his descendants, merited to be part of the Sanhedrin, of the high court of the Jewish people. Let's skip down to where the small lines end, three lines up from the medium wide. We have another insight into Bilam, besides what we're already familiar with, that the Gemara told us that he suggested the enslavement in Mitzrayim, and we're familiar that he wanted to curse the Jews. Omar Lohem, Bilam additionally told them after he was not able to curse the Jews, Elokeim shel elu sonei zimahu, the God of these hates immorality. He hates immoral conduct. Now, on face value, that's true, and we could understand it simply, that it's a very serious violation. It's gimel chamuros, immorality. And then all of its derivatives are also very serious. There is another dimension which is worth mentioning, because the Gemara a moment before references this. Rabbi Yechanan tells us, "Oy la l'uma, woe to the nation that gets involved in the relationship of Hashem and His people, shetimtza, that they are present, that they try to interfere, b'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu sepidyon levanav, when Hashem decides to do the redemption for His children." Meaning, sometimes we're distant because of averos, the relationship is not smooth, but then Hashem gets up. The expression we'll see in one place is like, roars like a lion. He gets up. Mi mato kesusa ben lavi lelevia b'shosh en iskakim zeim ze. Who wants to have his cloak as the divider between the lion and the lioness when they want to get together? So he's trying to put his cloth, a curtain, in between them. The lions will make mincemeat out of him. And that's the expression when Hashem wants to be with His nation and He's rectifying the relationship. He's creating redemption. Don't get involved there. But the comparison is like a lion is joining a lioness. And we have that analogy. The Kruvim were an embrace. We have that expression in Shir HaShirim, that it's Kodesh Kadoshim, and the result is that the Kedusha, that man and woman together represent, is reminiscent, it's the mashal for Hashem and His people, for proper bonding. And a person who takes that energy and uses it improperly, so the description is, Elokeim shel elu sone zimahu. Hashem hates immorality, immoral conduct. And Bilam advised them, hey, misavim, they have desires, and this is the way to orchestrate it, an older woman with a younger woman. And he had a whole strategy how they can lure the Jewish people in to improper conduct. And that's the story of Bilam, where he tried on so many levels to bring destruction to the Jewish people, and eventually it came time for retribution, and he was destroyed. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.